Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Del Unser. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second, the left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kingman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday bunts towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to Matt Lack covering. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Madlock scores. Morales moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive to center field. Unser throws towards Milan. Milan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Milan. Morales scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Trillo steals second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosello is walked intentionally. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonham hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milner moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre pinch hits for John Matlack. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner scores. Hodges moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Wayne Garrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive towards right. Kingman chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Kingman. Monday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Madlock hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zahn now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to second for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Thornton steals second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. 2 outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosello is walked intentionally. Jeff Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns pinch hits for Ron Hodges. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Tom Hall. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ayala moves to second. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Ayala moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ayala scores. Garrett scores. Milan moves to second. It's 7-6, Cubs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Milner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 6. The Cubs will come to bat. John Stearns now catching. Hank Webb now pitching. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Madlock is hit by the pitch. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Unser reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardinal throws the ball into Madlock, who relays the ball to Trillo, who tags Stearns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Unser scores. 2 outs. It's Mets, 7, Cubs, 7. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Champ Summers pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Summers is hit by the pitch. Trillo moves to second. Dave Rosello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Trillo moves to third. Summers moves to second. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. Trillo scores. Summers moves to third. 2 outs. It's 8-7, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Detor now pitching. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Randy Hundley now catching. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Detor covering, for the out. 2 outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Milan hits a line drive towards short. Rosello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Unser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Detor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milner moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-8, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Tom Detor. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.